You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. Today was another day that Glenn and I drove around in the countryside of Piedmont, which is the area in between Milan and Monaco in Italy. And we're, you know, having fun looking for farmhouses. And it's just, it's one of those moments that has really crystallized, because for so long, this has been the dream that wasn't even really a dream. It was more of a fantasy. Oh, maybe one day, you know, we'll get a farmhouse in the south of France or Italy or something. But like, I didn't really give it merit. I didn't really give it weight. And I don't know if any of you have those kind of dreams where you're like, you're almost just letting it be like a flutter, like not a real thing or not something that would like really happen for you. Or if you actually investigated it, you'd be like, oh, I don't really know if I can let that much good in or let life get that good. And, you know, I think during the pandemic and during that time where I've shared with you, I've been living in this world in between worlds, I've just gotten more than ever, now, go for it now, say yes now, move the energy forward now. And I think for those of us that are recovering good girls, we've kind of misused, I'm speaking for myself, so if this applies to you as well, go for it, but kind of like misused like patience as a virtue, as like a spiritual bypass. Like, well, if it was really supposed to happen, then the money would just fall from the sky and the sea would be parted and everything would line up perfectly. And the right team members would show up and I'd win the lotto and I would have like no other responsibility. But, you know, it's like, well, it's okay for other people to go and do these things as if their circumstances were just totally perfectly lined up, as opposed to intentfully moving your life forward with such a fierceness and passion, not like drudgery, not torture, not toil, but like making it happen in a co-creative way. And I think that too often in my life, you know, from recovering good girl mode, I was just like, well, one day it'll happen for me. And one day it'll be the right time. And one day there'll be enough time and enough money and all that. And today it's just not how I'm doing life. Today I'm really seizing more than ever, but seizing from a place of receiving, not forcing, pushing, making it happen, not from that place, but from really calling it forth. And when I had this idea for this farmhouse, it was just like the answers weren't all there. All the pieces didn't line up. I didn't even know the area that well. And I didn't even know how Italian real estate worked. But I started to take the steps. And one step begets the next step. And I don't have any stress or anxiety about exactly when it's going to happen or exactly which house it's going to be. But I'm not sitting there in the sidelines or in the background saying, well, one day that would be nice. And you know, it's interesting. I'm getting so many DMs these days, which I love. I love hanging out with y'all on Instagram too. Q Club, Instagram, all of it. It's amazing. And the amount of women that are not giving themselves permission to go for the big life is astounding to me. And so I kind of want to open up the conversation, not to put more pressure on any of us, but to remind us of the power that is within and to illumine where our thinking has been so conditioned, smaller versus larger. If you can create something small, you can create something large. The Course in Miracles says there's no order of difficulty in miracles. So I cannot count So obviously, like, I'm super excited about the Divine Direction events that are coming up here in Italy in October and in Chicago in November and Miami in December. And I love seeing every day those women that have taken the action to go and purchase their ticket. And that's all awesome. And then, what percentage of DMs do you think I'm getting from women that are like, it one day it's on my vision board to show up at a live event? So many. Too many. Like not even looking at the dates, not even like asking the question, how could it happen? Just like, I'm going to check out now. I'm just going to assume that it can't work out. I'm just going to accept that it's too expensive or childcare, whatever the story is. Like, and I'm going to put that on my vision board for one day. That's a certain percentage of women. Then there's another percentage of, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to work with you privately. So I'm not going to come to your event that's $2,000 while it's in the early bird special. I'm going to sign up for your $100,000 program one day. I'm going to work with you privately one day. You know, out of 20 years of all of the women that said, I'm not going to come to an event, but I'm going to work with you privately, do you know what the percentage ratio of those who've worked with me privately is? Zero. An actual zero. That's how it is guaranteed to me through spirit that I will never have the honor of working with that person privately when she says, I'm not going to come to your event. I'm going to work with you privately one day, because it's called a stall technique and it's an excuse. And then the most recent trend has been, Gina, I really want to come and serve you. Could I just work to pay off the ticket? Like, do you need help at registration? Do you need this, that? And again, I'm not saying this in any way other than look at the conditioning that's gone on for women. This is for women like us, not to mention what's going on for women globally who are stuck in waitressing jobs, waiting three tables, you know, three waitressing jobs a day, or in a rice paddy or somewhere else, right? This is like, women like us are saying these things. One day in the future, I can't, won't happen. Can I do a trade and work off the ticket? And it's easy for me to kind of look at these circumstances, but I'm looking at my own life too. Where am I saying, well, one day that would be nice, or not really allowing the bigness of God to show? There's nothing too expensive for God. There is nothing that God is lacking resources for to make happen in my life at the exact moment that I am the vibrational match for it. And I will never be the vibrational match for anything that I say that would be nice one day. And so this is the invitation for all of us to take where we are at today. And I posted something on my Instagram over the weekend. I don't know if it's still there right now. And so I've been studying so much. Oh, this was the thing that I was actually excited about, the podcast subject being today. Took me a moment. I'm no longer in the world in between worlds. I was there for many, many months. And when living in the world in between worlds is the hardest place to be, because you have actually gotten out of resistance. You're no longer like the, you know, leaving of the job, resisting the life, whatever, as you know it. That's not living in a world in between worlds. That's just resistance. And when I stopped doing that, then I really surrendered. And that's when I was living in the world in between worlds, like really living in the question, really not knowing what was next, not even really having an inkling, but absolutely living in faith and knowing that it would be brought to me, that it'd be revealed to me, because living in the question is a very feminine place to live, which means you are open to receiving. And I had absolute faith that the guidance would come. I had an absolute knowing that would come without knowing when and without knowing what. So faith is the evidence of things not seen. So that was for me, let's see, resistance was January, February. March started the surrender of living in the world in between worlds. And I think it's just been in the past month or so that I've been moved almost on a daily basis into steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 into the new world. And this is what I'm going to be teaching and sharing at the Divine Direction events. This, anybody else who's been in this process, I now know what the process is to get to the new place. And I couldn't be more dazzled, more thrilled, more elated, more excited about what this new level is for me. And though, because it's new, I don't have it, it's not all crystallized. I don't really have a ton of experience with it yet. And yet I know that because it came from source, that there'll be a real quickening. And that's how this works. And the same will go for you as well. And what one of the pieces, I should say, that's been revealed is that I've really been studying the metaphysics of Christianity. Or I should say the metaphysics of the Bible. And so whether you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, atheist, spiritual, yogi, whatever, this applies. And what I was led 20 years ago, the way I was led to read the story of Esther, growing up, I read it as this literal book, which she was a real person and that's all cool and everything. For me, it wasn't until I actually looked at Esther's story also symbolically. And when I looked at it also, like the true story and the symbolism of how it could relate to my own life, that's when the spirit really leapt off the page and into my life and gave me that body of work. And so, I don't know why it took 20 years, but it did. For me to, now I've been reading other scriptures and seeing how they are jumping off the page and coming so alive and feel even more than ever applicable in my life. So I'll give you one example. So I was reading about when some of the disciples were fishing, and they were fishing all night long and caught no fish. If anybody knows some of these Bible stories, this is a very familiar one. And then when Jesus appeared and said, cast your net on the right side of the boat, they were like, there's nothing. We've been at this all night. We're tired. We're exhausted. We've been working all night for nothing. Then they go and they cast their net on the right side of the boat. And their nets almost broke because there was so much abundance that when they did work that was divinely guided, it worked. And where I really got, and we've probably all been there, like how many times have we worked for so long for next to nothing, if not straight up nothing? And then just when we're about to give up, if we don't, and we actually seek spiritual guidance, then when we go and do the work in the right way, on the right side of the boat, much more abundance than you could possibly even handle is right, absolutely waiting for you. And for this to take place, what I am learning about receiving miracles is that they're not these like lucky gifts of good fortune that if like somehow maybe we got lucky enough for God to love us enough in that moment that then we were like blessed and had nothing to do with it. What I'm learning is that when you become the vibrational match to the abundance and the desire that you seek, that is when the manifestation actually takes place. And so for women like us to get out of this like creepy begging little mentality, like, please God, could I have a little bit of money or support or permission or power or whatever, is what we get to release and really go for the divine direction, because Jesus said, I came so you would live life abundantly, not to beg, to live life abundantly. And I am obsessed with women globally receiving the abundance that each and every one of us uniquely deserves. It's different for everyone, but it's not just for some people, not for others. So back to Beyonce, just in case you thought I was crazy and lost my train of mind. Beyonce was talking about, I'm paraphrasing now, she said, don't go for your dream. Don't dream about your dream. Don't talk about your dream. Don't criticize other people for what they are or aren't doing about your dream. Be your dream. And it's like these messages are coming in right, left, right, and center, above and below and all around. We must be the vibrational match for the desire. That is it. That is it. It's not about begging. It's not about pleading. It's not about complaining. It's not that you can't have it. It's not that somebody else is more deserving. Be the vibrational match for whatever your desire is. And I bet someone's biggest vibrational match, biggest desire, is not to put divine direction on your vision board for one day in the future that PS isn't going to happen. I have no plans for divine direction past these three dates. Like, this is for now. My favorite one, Gina, I'm going to come to your LA event in 2022. I'm not even going to be in LA in 2022, let alone have an event in LA, like the stuff that we're making up, right? Like, let's be the vibrational match. The only power that we have is in the present moment. So I want you to receive yourself as the queen that you are, as the creation of God that you are. You're not a little girl and you're not powerless. And we all are looking to learn how we can expand and elevate and open to receive and actually be the vibrational match of the desire. Beyonce's word, be the dream, be the dream. And so at these events, obviously I don't have enough time here right now, but I'm going to be going through the process of manifestation of what I have been studying from all of these different scriptures, but get into this is the desire. The desire is now, not one day. The desire is now, not in the future. The desire for this manifestation is everything that would elate you, that would have you be contributing at the highest level. What does God need you contributing at the highest level 6 months now or 3 years from now? No, your life is so important right here and right now today. So together, let's start asking the better questions. How can it happen? How can it happen more quickly? What would it look like for me to be the vibrational match of my desire? What does that feel like to be the vibrational match of my desire? What is involved with not wanting the dream, not hoping for the dream, not being afraid that the dream won't happen, but being the dream and living in this question with an anticipation that absolutely ask and it is given. God is not trying to play some game of trickery with you, like, oh, this is like some advanced metaphysical Olympics that I'm going to keep dangling just outside of your reach. No, queen, no. You are so much more loved than that. You are so much more important than that. You are so much more adored, and you are created to live your best life today. Regardless of whatever challenges you're going through, we all are. Regardless of your family dynamics, we all have them. Regardless of whatever isn't happening in your career or money sector or love sector that's like not up to exactly the way you want it, God is bigger than all of it. And when we continue to seek source from a much higher vibration, expecting more, being relentless, persevering, not letting ourselves get distracted with all the stuff that would have our mortal eyes convinced it's never gonna happen, never, 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 never. Like, faith is the evidence of things not seen. We have got to adjust our crowns and remember who we are as feminine children of God, of creation, of source. There is so much going on in the unseen world. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and then it will be added unto you. So for those of us that know the scriptures, I'm just going to invite, and I'm going to be doing a lot more in my podcast as well. And certainly this is the teaching of the divine direction events. I'm going to be sharing so much more, and let's start looking more into the invisible realm and calling that into the physical. If we are looking for signs in the physical world for our dreams, we will be depressed, filled with anxiety, and reaching for substances and people and other things that are never going to lead us to that manifestation, even though we think that's going to be self-soothing for a moment. Your good is available. Your dream was placed inside of you for a reason. And it isn't for the reason for you to eternally hope that one day it will be made manifest. It's a guiding light for what you are meant to call in today. It's a guiding light for the vibration that you are meant to be living in and thriving in, and letting yourself be transformed, letting yourself be born again. I know born again can feel a little loaded for some people. Just stay with me for a second. Like, if you let yourself be born again in your thinking about what's possible for you and by when, it's just a renewing of your mind. It's a renewing of your spirit. It's going to infuse you with energy and enthusiasm. I get it. You have been through so much. And sometimes all this dream talk, it can almost, like, right? Like if I can just muster up some gratitude today, I'm good. Like, mama's tired. And there's a line in the Course in Miracles that says, sometimes the rest you seek does not come from sleep. And I believe that there's a renewing of our spirit and the opportunity for all of us to be born again, for us to have the enthusiasm that comes from the feminine that is meant to just flow through us and flow through us freely. And when you're living your desires, it tends to happen more naturally. So I'm going to close with this. So we're in this farmhouse. There's this dude that lives across the street, and he has a different kind of farmhouse, and he's got chickens and dogs and actually a couple little rabbits. And we rented this farmhouse a couple years ago when we were here, and we saw him. He was there, and he doesn't really speak a lot of English, and we speak no Italian. And I don't know, it was like day one or day two when I saw him like feeding the chickens one morning. And it was just this natural instinct in me that I was like, buongiorno! And Glenn was like, he almost spit his espresso out. And he was like, what, are you on some stranded island? Like, it's like the first human you've ever seen in your life. And he's like laughing his ass off. And I was like, what's so funny about that? He's like, you're just like sprung forward, like, buongiorno! Like, and like you're waving and it's like, this is, it just, that, you know, when Jesus said, be like little children, it's like, it just comes naturally to be filled with enthusiasm and joy when you are being the vibrational match of your desire. Now, I have plenty of desires, and just one of them was to be here in Italy. So yes, you're going to see more of that enthusiasm from me. So whatever is going to give you that natural enthusiasm for you, that's what I want for you. But it's got to come from you saying yes, you moving forward in the direction of your dreams, you asking the questions, how can this happen? Oh, and then my next favorite one. So then the more evolved ones are, the other DMs are like, Gina, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there at that event. I'm just asking God, how can I get there debt-free and guilt-free? Debt-free and guilt-free. How can I get there debt-free? Do you think I got to where I am without putting things on a credit card, queen? No, I'm not being a proponent of perpetual debt, but, and I'm saying this with my American sisters are a little, except depending on what church you go to, but you're a little bit better about putting something on a credit card. Yo, my sisters in the UK and Europe, you would think that you are going to go to debtor's prison, some of you, if you put anything, dare put anything on a credit card. I'm like, debt's like fat. There's good debt and bad debt. There's good fats and bad. An avocado is not bad for you, and it's filled with fat, right? Like sometimes you got to invest and put something on a credit card to move your life forward. Like, I don't really care personally. I got over this a long time ago. If I have access to money, I'm going to use it. I don't care if it comes from an inheritance. I don't care if it comes through my other favorite ones. Like, well, I'm not going to ask my husband for money. What? Like, you're his daughter? Like, come on. Like, I don't care where money is energy, and whatever access I have to any form of energy to move my destiny forward, that is a yes, please, and thank you very much for me. And then, you know, yes, I put things on credit card. Yes, I've learned how to pay them off. Yes, it hasn't always been a comfortable ratio. Yes, there were so many times when it seemed like so much more was going out than was coming in. But you've got to be committed to the transformation. And when you are, things like this happen. I got an email from one of my Q Club members. Since I didn't ask her if I can say it, I'm not going to say her name. I got an email from one of my Q Club members who is coming to Italy. And she said, Gina, I just want to thank you. I bought a business class ticket. So I'm not only coming to Italy, I bought a business class ticket and I'm coming for 3 weeks. Before I met you and learned about this queen stuff, never would have happened. She hasn't given up. And it hasn't always been easy. And yes, she's put some things on credit cards. And now she's quit her corporate job. She's making multiple six figures in her own business. And she's added this lifestyle component to it. You know, it's so beautiful what happens on the other side of transformation. There was a woman who came to the Divine Direction event in New York, which was basically the beginning of August. And she had made what she thought was a very responsible decision for herself. She was had a business, and she was going to be shutting it down because she was going to be taking a month off in September. I'll just leave it at that. And so she didn't think she could do things while she was gone, and then was going to ramp things back up in October. And I said, "Why are you taking a month off?" She was so inspired while she was there. She went and put an offer out into the world. And then we got to talking, and I said, "Why are you taking a month off? Just do a waiting list." The woman went and in the month of August basically made $41,000 that she wouldn't have made because she was going to shut everything down. And instead, she made $41,000, went and took her month off in Europe, and now came back and is like, and signed up to go to the next Divine Direction event in Chicago, right? Like, it's like there's so much possibility in the world. There's another woman who came to the event, single mom, had been through some really, really tough stuff, had a little bit of an idea about something that she wanted to do. After that event, went and made $18,000 in the next 30 days. And here's what I know, transformation is available. And if you are feeling stuck in any way, I'm not sharing any of these stories for comparisonitis, because queens do not compare, but queens also don't let themselves stay stuck and have that little girl mentality, and the little girl in the disempowered way, not in the actual childlike way. That little girl in like, well, if God's gonna bless me, then it's just gonna all happen. Mm-mm. Beyonce said, be the dream, be the dream. That's a very active participation on behalf of your dream. All right, my loves. So let's just, in a prayer, bring one of your dreams into your consciousness. And I know that with this dream, it may very much feel like those disciples who were fishing all night, working all night to bring forth their desired result. And you too, like pretty much all of us, have been working a really, 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 really long time and really hard and not really seeing the level of fruits that we are craving to see for these efforts. So in this moment, we release everything that's not serving. We release everything that's not working. We release all of this willingness to just work hard for next to nothing. And instead, we open up to the divine. We open up and seek your direction. And we cast our nets on the right side of the boat. Dear God, we pray and ask in this moment that you would impart your wisdom onto each and every woman of what the right action is for her. What is your truth? What is the inspired action? Not the conditioned response, not what she's been told she should or shouldn't do, or what is or isn't responsible. What is the right action that each of us are meant to take to receive the level of abundance that will almost break the nets? This is the level of abundance that we are open to seeking. And we know that to receive that from where we are right now, our minds must be made new. We must be born again. We must be a different vibrational match to receive that which we are seeking. Change our consciousness, change our thinking, change our behaviors, change what we have placed our security in, change our habits. And reveal to us the unique path that is meant for each and every woman here. And we pray this believing, amen. Oh my goodness, how much did you love, love, love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting, what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode? Let me know on Instagram.